Now, let's get Amelia Adams on from Channel 9. She's in the States right now covering the riots that are going on, and I do believe they are continuing at the moment. Amelia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, I'm pleased to report that at the moment I'm in a protest, not a riot, although there's fears that that may happen again later, and that's certainly what we got caught up in yesterday. But this is a peaceful protest right now at the Capitol building in Washington, where Black Lives Matter protesters have marched from the White House. They're chanting. They just want to get their message heard. They want authorities to hear them and to kneel with them in memory of George Floyd. That is not happening here at the Capitol building. There's a bit of tension on and off, but it's mostly peaceful for now, which is good news.
It's good to hear finally some, well, reasonably good news about a peaceful protest, because it's just been so aggressive in the news at the moment and pretty frightening for some reporters over there at the moment.
Yeah, there's been some 60 journalists who've been attacked or harassed across the states. And, you know, it is scary when you're in those situations, and it happened to me a couple of times yesterday with the flashbangs flying and the tear gas and the rubber bullets and whatnot. I think it's really important for us to show that violence and the riots and the flames, because that is happening, and there's a really dark element that are honestly hijacking, you know, this peaceful movement and escalating it. But I think it's equally, actually more important in my opinion, to show this element, which is where it started. Very, very peaceful, very, very powerful. People who don't want violence, people who want to say enough is enough, the system is broken. We do not want another one of our people to die at the hands of white American police. How do we make a change? And I suppose the question for leaders is, how do they make a change? Especially now there's so much pain and there's so much anger, and they have a president who is not facing the press.
Well, you make a good point about the president. You just listen to what he has to say at any press conference on any day, and it's ridiculous. Like, some of the stuff he says is just obscene. It's inciting violence.
Well, look, this morning he held a conference with teleconference with governors, and usually there'd be cameras there. No cameras, and nothing on camera today, which is really unusual, but we've listened to the audio and he's really talking tough. He's saying, let's roll out the National Guard, you need to crack down, you need to dominate. A lot of governors are very angry about his tone and fear this may incite things on the streets. He's talking about the rioters and the criminals, and we've witnessed that. There's no doubt that that is happening and that, you know, swift action should be taken against that. The worry is now that, you know, people that I'm looking at in this very, very large, very peaceful protest hear those words and say, well, we've got a president who not only won't front up to the cameras and address what's happened over the past 48 hours, but who won't say, hey, I hear you, I'm gonna take action for you, but instead is saying, let's send out some more tanks in the streets. Let's, you know, he's focusing on the crackdown, and I think that's where the message could potentially have some negative results. So,
Amelia, is it true
as well to cut the cameras?
Is it true that they've moved him to a bunker there in DC?
At a time yesterday, a Secret Service official confirmed that he was moved to a safe house. Yes, when things were very violent outside. Since then, as I said, he was on a teleconference. I think he's got lunch with the vice president again. No cameras scheduled today. So his press secretary did front the cameras a short time ago. She did intimate that he's taking action behind the scenes, and there might be some sort of announcement soon, but wouldn't sort of elaborate. So we'll see. But in the meantime, the mayor, he's brought the curfew forward, hoping that they can get people off the streets before it turns really nasty again.
Amelia, what do you think is going to bring this to an end? I mean, you've got the protesters there. It's a complex issue. And then you've got the people that come in and turn it into completely something else. Yeah. But what do you see is going to make this all... It just doesn't feel like it's going to go away anytime soon.
No, and I wish I could answer that. It's a question I've asked everyone that I've spoken to, and I'm really trying to get as many voices as I can, because, you know, I know nothing in this situation. This is not my story. This is a story of 400 years of oppression and inbuilt racism. So I think we've all got a lot of unlearning to do of ingrained behaviours and thoughts, and then relearning to do. And so I'm sort of trying to get as close to this as I can and do that in the process. But the people that I have asked that question to, their variety of answers, but most of them said that, you know, the violence and the flames are sort of needed to catch the attention of the world. And there are many angry that that's happening and that their messages are being lost. But they also say this isn't going to stop. They're going to come out every day now because it's gained such momentum. And we are on the move. I'm going to have to wrap this up, guys. I'm so sorry. Things are changing. We're going to have to move. But it was good to talk to you. I'll update you as I can.
Okay, thanks, Amelia Adams from Channel 9. Thanks mate.
Bye.
There she goes.
Ooh,
wow.
On the move. I wonder where she's on the move to.
Okay. Producer Matt, make sure you stay on Amelia Adams this morning. Find out what the go is as that happens in the States right now. I've been watching a lot of footage, a lot of stuff on the news and online where these reporters are right in the middle of it all. And I just think, are you not worried about something sort of crossing your path? Because there's so many moving pieces. Cars on fire.
Yeah.
Rubber bullets being thrown out there by the police. Rocks being thrown. So
these are the risks you take when you decide to become a journalist or a journalist overseas, an international correspondent. You've got to go to these sorts of events. And it's crazy, especially, you know, being an Aussie and you're from a country that's potentially doesn't have that history or not as in-depth as America, and wrapping your head around that too.
Well,
is just
I've seen off the back of all this as well, there's a hidden history right here in Australia too. Which
Slavery, obviously, but I'm talking about what Amelia was talking about was hundreds and hundreds of years of oppression and slavery.
Yeah.
We have a similar situation in Australia, and I'm not saying that that's
diminishing that at all.
But it's really interesting for a foreigner, an Australian, to go over there and wrap their head around that scenario and be reporting on that too.
Yeah,
it's mind blowing.
Yeah, standing right behind the people who are protesting, just not the people who are turning it into the riots. I mean, they're even rioting the businesses of African American people, which just doesn't even make sense.
Looting the businesses.
Yeah, well, they're looting, they're destroying it, and it's just crazy.